Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, he's only 16 years old, but he now faces a murder charge that could put him away for much of his life. So says the Queens DA about a teenage suspect who turned himself in yesterday in the fatal shooting of another teen earlier this week. Sanjay Samuel was only 13 and on his way to school last Monday when he was gunned down right outside a Dunkin' Donuts on Linden Boulevard in Cambria Heights. His mother, Valene Griffith, says she decided to keep Sanjay's spirit alive by donating his organs.
You know what? Sanjay is such a jolly, well-known little boy from his basketball team, from his school, from giving the teacher all the talks in mouth. I want the same spirit and energy Sanjay had to live on.
Investigators say the older teen rode up to Sanjay on a scooter and began arguing with him before pulling a gun. He allegedly opened fire after the victim punched him. Well, the NYPD says they've caught up with the predator that attacked two teenage girls in Brooklyn yesterday within an hour of each other.
After two failed attempts in one day, 22-year-old Justin Lee now sits behind bars. He followed a 13-year-old into her Kensington apartment, grabbing her neck and pushing her underneath a staircase. Police say she put up a fight, walking away uninjured. Now, just hours later, he tried again with a 15-year-old, but no word on her condition. Lee lives just minutes away from the assault locations, but he's now charged with endangering the welfare of a child and harassment. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Well, a hit and run on Long Island last night has put two teenagers in the hospital, one of them badly hurt. Suffolk police say the kids were crossing Station Road in North Bellport at the intersection with Patchogue Avenue when they were struck by a white SUV. The vehicle never stopped and was last seen headed in the direction of Montauk Highway. 15-year-old De'Asia Mitchell was rushed to Stony Brook Hospital with serious injuries. His 14-year-old friend Kevin Reese wasn't hurt as badly. He was being treated at NYU Langone Suffolk in Patchogue. Two city police political leaders now demanding that the ICE officer caught on video pushing a woman to the ground be prosecuted over it. The officer has been relieved of his duties, but Congressman Dan Goldman and City Controller Brad Lander say that's not enough. They're referring the case to the U.S. Attorney's Office for felony prosecution, arguing that the agent willfully used excessive force and violated the woman's Fourth Amendment rights. Meanwhile, members of the city council's Progressive Caucus are hosting what they call Stand Against ICE events today. They're canvassing businesses around the five boroughs to inform people of their rights in the event of an ICE raid. Council member Alexa Aviles telling 1010 Winds.
You see that level of violence and it's abhorrent, right? No one deserves that kind of treatment. You know, I think we're seeing high schoolers getting deported and detained. All of it is absolutely unnecessary.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing yesterday she's deploying agents from the Justice Department to ICE facilities to protect federal agents. The move follows several protests at ICE facilities as the Trump administration moved to crack down on illegal immigration. Cardi B, Shakira, and others headlining the Global Citizen Festival at Central Park's Great Lawn today. Those other performers include Tyla and Ayra Starr, many others. This is the 13th installment of the festival. This year's campaign will focus on providing energy access for 1 million people across Africa. Also, the festival partnering with FIFA to provide 30,000 children around the world with access to education and soccer. Shakira says music has always been her way of connecting with people and leaving a mark on the world. And she adds that she can't wait to perform, unite, and inspire action. Well, Nets fans are getting a chance to see their favorite players up close today as the team holds its annual event called Practice in the Park. That is the official Nets drum line kicking things off at Potomac Playground in Bed-Stuy. The free event features practice drills, a celebrity game featuring local personalities, as well as a performance by Brooklyn artist Maya the Don. There's also a fan fest, games, food trucks, giveaways, a whole lot more. The Brooklyn Nets also showing off their new City Edition uniforms, which were inspired by the notorious B.I.G., the late rapper. The jerseys worn on the court will be given to deserving children from the community.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.